Welcome to the TechnoLead Podcast. This is your host, Pamela Burkett Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. As we bring Women's History Month to a close, I'm excited today to be wrapping it up with another powerful woman who's out there doing things and shaking things up. And as I continue my series on career transition, discussing many of the topics in my book, my new book, Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, Propel for a Career Transition, available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Walmart, and BAM. Today, my guest is no other than Precious Williams. Precious, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, and I'm happy, and I'm elated just for you. So I know you. A lot of people know you, but just for my listeners who do not know you, please tell them more about you, who you are, what you do.
Okay. Well, good day, everyone. My name is Precious Williams, and I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And I'm officially known as the killer pitch master because I will help you wet slay all competition. I am a 13-time national elevator pitch champion. I have successfully appeared on Shark Tank Season 8 in 2016. I've had my clients successfully appear on Shark Tank. I am a world-class master communicator, a 2-time number one best-selling author of The Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only book series. I am a corporate trainer for some of the biggest companies in the world, and I'm an international professional speaker. And beyond all of that, you can call me the female MacGyver of business. I've literally taken pitching in all forms and just created it into an art form. So I literally teach the art and science of the most killer elevator pitches, media pitches, investor pitches, speaker pitches, and interview pitches. And so that is what I do in a nutshell. And I do this each and every day for companies, corporations, foundations, nonprofits, and my individual clients.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. You just do it. And I you know, when people think of pitches sometimes, you know, they think of something that you go and they relate it to elevator speeches and everything else. Can you give us your explanation of a pitch?
Yes. So a pitch in a nutshell is a short, brief introduction into who you are, what do you do, who do you serve, and it's just a way of people really getting to know more about you. So you're giving them the highlight reel. You're not giving them everything. It's almost as if, you know, you go to your grandmother's house and, you know, she's cooking it up in a crock pot. She got all the good vittles out there. And you get your plate out and you put all this delicious food on the plate. You get ready to sit down, grace has been done, and now you're getting ready to take that first bite. That's what a pitch is. It's a juicy morsel, an enticement of more to come. So think about it. If Oprah were to get in an elevator and she was going up to the 20th floor, the 23rd floor, you literally have seconds in order to impress her. So do you spend your time talking about everything about your business? No. Do you spend your time talking about everything from your childhood about your life? No. You want to hit her with the highlights of why she should be interested in you. Your job with a pitch is to get to the next meeting, to entice them to get on a phone call, to, you know, get booked for the media, to have someone call you and become a potential client. You want someone to take you seriously and see you above all others and choose you as number one. So in essence, a pitch is really a highlight reel, a juicy morsel, an enticement of more to come. That's what a pitch is.
Yes, and you mentioned it when you introduced yourself as you use it. You can use it in interviews, networking, and when you're trying to, and you just explained pretty much a great explanation, the best I've ever heard of what pitching. Now, what made you become involved in pitching?
Well, what really led me to pitching in the first place is back in the day, I was an attorney and I was disgruntled. I couldn't believe that I went to law school and everything. And I, you know, was a great student attorney. And just the thought of for 40 years going into court, I was a litigator and just doing the same cases over and over again, just did not sit well with my spirit. And, you know, I was in a 7-year relationship and thought, you know, we were going to go the distance, and we didn't. And so I was feeling kind of lonely, went on a date to my surprise, was with a very famous Hollywood actor, very famous. I was a big girl at the time. I'm not today who I used to be. And so as I was sitting across from this particular gentleman, all these thoughts went through my head, like, why me? Why is he here with me? I'm not like Haley Bear, all these sort of things, right? And I remember him saying, the way you wrote enticed me. So that was my first inkling I was onto something, right? Because I wrote a little poem called Two to Tango, right? That's how, it wasn't like some little ratchet thing I wrote. I wrote a really cute, you know, thing about dancing and stuff like that. Anyway, long story short, I wanted to start a company called Curvy Girls Lingerie. And I did not have money to get started because I had quit my legal positions that I had negative $400 in my bank account. And so I was asking all my friends and family, would they please invest? Because that's what you hear. That's what people on TV always say, right? Oh, you know, the first round, ask your family and friends. Nobody had money or no one thought that I could do it. Remember, I have no design background. I have no business background. I went to law school. And so I was discouraged. And then I went to the New York Public Library at 34th and Madison. And a woman told me she won $50,000 pitching her business in competition. So I sat and listened to her pitch, and I was like, man, I smoked this chick. So, you know, that got in my mind, well, maybe I could do that too. And then I got this thing in the mail about a small business awards. And, you know, I somehow got to the awards, and I saw that there was a media sponsors were there. And, you know, God just told me, go do what you do. So I walked up to the producers, and I know it sounds crazy that I did this, but it really happened in real life. I walked up to the producers of MSNBC. I didn't know how to pitch, but I just did the best that I could. And I just pitched. And they liked it so much that, you know, they said you could be on the elevator pitch segment of Your Business with J.J. Ramberg. This is like 10 years ago. And I was shocked because, you know, this is before Lizzo. This is before Ashley Graham was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. And this really told me that when you're in the moment, it's not about perfection. Like, you really just have to go out and just go do it. And when I did what I did, not knowing what I was doing, by the time I was on the show, which was before Valentine's Day, I walked into Rockefeller Center and was in makeup, and all these people wanted to hear me speak. But when I got on that set, in 54 seconds, I walked away with $500,000. Now, mind you, I had negative $40 in my bank account. Mind you, people said my company would never make it because I didn't have the skill set. Mind you, I didn't know how to pitch, but I just had to keep going because that's what God told me to do. Now, in the natural, as Joel Osteen always says, you can choose to believe what other people are saying, but they've never done what I've done. And I had to choose to believe that I had it, and I just did it. And so that's what happened. And once I, you know, finished the show, they said, you need to enter pitch competitions because the way you speak is so different. And so then I entered myself into competitions, and out of 14 trials, I became a 13-time national champion. So I've beaten the Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and Columbia grads. I've beaten cool tech companies, and I've beaten international companies with a lingerie company that no one believed in until they literally saw me do it live. I couldn't bring the lingerie on stage. So really, I had to paint a picture, and I had to really showcase that as much as people talk about, you know, everyone mattering and stuff like that, at the time, no one seemed to care about, you know, curvy women. And my company was Curvy Girls Lingerie.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how it happened. And that's how I got into it.
Wow. Now, let me ask you a question. Because, you know, some people still don't believe in the pitch. They're like, yeah, whatever. So I'm going to need you to pop your collar a little bit for me. What has your pitch, your craft of your perfect pitch afforded you in life, especially right now, as we speak, as we talk, as we do this podcast interview? What have you?
Well, you know, if you want me to pop my collar, let's see.
Yes,
in February, I shot a campaign, an advertising campaign for MasterCard, the Priceless campaign. It should be coming out shortly. Just last week, I was filmed by LinkedIn. Yes, that very LinkedIn that we always are on. They did a day in the life of the killer pitch master. It has afforded me paid speaking gigs all over the world. Are they ready for it? All over the world, right?
Yes.
It has afforded
me
to be a corporate trainer for some of the biggest companies in the world. That would be LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, NBC Universal, Federal Reserve Bank, Intuit, QuickBooks, George Washington University, Spelman College, Morehouse College. You probably name the company. I've probably spoken there. You know what I mean? And so, remember, I'm from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. I wasn't supposed to get this far. But when I tell you pitching has afforded me being in movies and documentaries, it has afforded me living all over the world. It has afforded me to be able to walk on red carpets. And remember, I came from, as some people say, I came from the mud. and I got onto the red carpet. Mind you, I'm still curvy. I don't have six-pack abs. I don't have plastic surgery. If you meet me in person, the one thing you'll probably always say is she always looks different.
Uh-huh.
And so the greatest thing that pitching has done is really elevated the fact that when you have a specific talent and you stand boldly in that talent, and again, most people said I would never get this far, like, oh, you know, you're black, you know, the Shark Tank. I was like, I've been on Shark Tank. What you think you see on Shark Tank is so much more than that. But the only reason I know that is because I've been there, you haven't. And so when I tell you all the places pitching can take you, listen, my books didn't become number one bestsellers because I just wrote about pitching. It's because I have a way of speaking and writing about it and getting people who look nothing like me to understand that I'm truly talented at what I do. That's why I can write poetry. That's why, you know, I've done ghostwriting. I've done speech writing for some people that you would never believe. So that is the power of pitching. Oh, the places it can take you. I've hosted television shows. And in fact, I have my own show on LinkedIn called Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master, which airs every Sunday.
Yes. Yes. And I've been there for that. It's a great show, Precious. Definitely a great show. And then you just, as you pop in your collar and telling everybody, and you allow people to let them know that you can do it. I mean, once you really get your mind to it and you learn a little bit more about pitching, that anybody, especially if you have something to offer, a skill, you want to get a job, you want to move forward, your pitching can get you there and it gets you in front of people you don't know. Now, let me ask you, based on a well-delivered pitch, what should a receiver that's listening to a person as pitcher, what should they walk away from after hearing you pitch?
After hearing someone pitch you, if it's done well, not just listening, because you can listen to pitches all day long, commercials and stuff like that, and most don't inspire us. But if you listen to a really good pitch, it should inspire you to do something, to take some sort of action. Right? So that's why I always tell people, have a powerful call to action. If you want them to go to your website, if you want them to check out Elite Mag, check out your book. If you're launching something, you want them to do something. Check you out on LinkedIn. Go to your website. Ask people about you. It should inspire you to do something. But again, we listen to pitches all day long, and the reason why most of us don't move on most pitches is because, one, we don't recognize that they're a pitch, and number two, they don't say anything of importance to make you get up and do something.
Now, Precious, before we go on break, let me ask you, can you just share a few characteristics of a pitch, some just information so the listeners can kind of like get their wheels spinning of what a pitch should look like? I mean, what it should actually sound like.
And then, Queen, afterwards, I can demonstrate it too. So when you think about a basic pitch, here's one of the things I want you all to know. You can get this off of Google, but I'll illustrate it live. So you want people to know who you are, what you do, who you serve, like who really is your target market. What is your secret sauce? Like, what do you want people to know about you that puts you heads and tails above someone else? You also want to have a powerful call to action. And the truth is, I work with mostly service-based entrepreneurs because product-based ones can usually bring their products wherever they are. A service-based entrepreneur, whether you're a graphic designer, a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist, or something like that, you can't really just bring things. So when clients work with me, what they'll realize, the first thing is, I don't want to hear what you tell everybody else in networking meetings. I want to teach people how to do killer pitches because I want you to slay all competition. So I'm listening to, one, can you tell a story? Can you tell a great story in a short period of time? Can you be a master storyteller? Number two, can you be bold and unexpected? Instead of just saying, hey, my name is Precious Williams and this is my company, what else could you start with that makes people notice you? Do something. Interrupt the pattern. Number three, start off with a bang and end with fireworks. That's something that I got from the great Dr. Cheryl Wood. Number four, make sure that it is clear from the very, 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 very beginning of why they should choose you, and not just what I said before, above all others, but that it's the clear choice. Answer the question in the cloud, why you? Out of all the graphic designers, out of all of the communication skills experts, out of all the life coaches and business coaches, why you? What have you done? Can you drop some results in there? Can you drop some successes in there? Because a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have success. They're just regurgitating what their coach told them. So that's mm-hmm. a way to cut through the clutter with most people. Most people don't have successes to talk about, so they're just talking a good game. And finally, number five, I already told you have a powerful call to action before. You must have a powerful call mm-hmm. to action, but also realizing that your perceived flaws, notice what I said, perceived flaws, this age, race, class, sex, sexual orientation, all the isms that people say hold you back, I want you to wear them as a badge of honor. What do I mean by that? When I started pitching, I was 327 pounds. I was still black on both sides. There's no way I can get around those things. And as people said, no one was going to take me seriously. What I decided to do was to elevate my size, my race, and everything to an art form. So whereas people were quick to dismiss me when they first saw me, when I took that microphone, I blessed the mic because I wanted to showcase, because you dismissed me, now I'm going to have fun with you. Because I've studied mm-hmm. how people move for so long, and I say that to most people. You studied how one percenters move. You studied how the great supposedly move. They have no idea how you move. That's why small and nimble companies can outwit, outplay, and outlast bigger companies. Because we pay attention to what they've done. They don't know how we move. So your age, your race, your class, your sex, your gender, all of that, use it to your advantage. Because you're dismissed early, that means that they're in your playground now. They don't know how you mm-hmm. move. And so when you take the microphone, when you do a virtual event, when you have any time to really express yourself, kill it. Kill it. Break it so it's forever broken. Right? So, Queen, would you like me to demonstrate
a
pitch? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Me, 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 me. So this is part of the pitch that I use for Shark Tank. It's not going to be as long, but I just want to showcase. Ladies. It's Valentine's Day, and you finally met the man of your dreams. You know what time it is. It's time to find some sexy lingerie to set the mood off nicely. But you weigh over 200 pounds. What's a big girl in the city supposed to do? Well, if you're anything like me, then you went to Victoria's Secret, and you found out that they don't even make a bra in your size. So then you went to Ashley Stewart and Lane Bryant, and you didn't really like the selection. Finally, as a last resort, you went to Macy's, where your choices were black, beige, and white. Again, what's a big girl supposed to do? Well, that's why I created Curvy Girls Lingerie. At Curvy Girls Lingerie, we're the ultimate shopping experience for full-figure divas and plus-size fashionistas. Now, I know, sharks, you got questions. Well, you know what? I got answers. Did you know there are over 40 million women, size 14 or larger, in the United States just like me, and we all want pretty underwear? I know that's a big number that no one's paying attention to other than Curvy Girls Lingerie. Again, where them dollars at? Where them dollars at? Well, in our first 6 months of operation, we generated over six figures from our innovative website. And then we created our own home party direct sales model, where we had stylists paying us to be able to showcase our lingerie to their network. And then we went on a nationwide tour to showcase the different communities why Curvy Girls Lingerie was created with this particular woman in mind. Because of all of that, I was able to show how at 327 pounds, I was able to take the business world by storm. And the very people who said that this was impossible are sitting here watching us sharks today. So if you're ready for the ride of a lifetime, we've already proven we're profitable, sustainable, and we about that life. Sharks, join me. My name is Precious Williams, and I am the proud founder and CEO of Curvy Girls Lingerie, where we are the ultimate shopping experience for full-figure divas and plus-size fashionistas. You can call me the Female MacGyver of Business. Please check us out, www.curvygirlslingerie.com. Thank you.
All right. Pitch, please. No pun intended. Girl, you got to pitch that thing. Well, Precious, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back so we can get back into this great conversation. So everybody just stand by. We'll be back with Precious Williams.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant. I am super excited to tell you about my awesome new book, Handle with Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. In this book, I share proven and brilliant methodology to move individuals who are ready for or considering a career change. No matter if you've been in position for 4 months or 40 years, the 7 Essentials will get you thinking and ready to prepare, pack, and prepare for your career change to a career you will enjoy with fulfillment and excitement. Pre-sales start Friday, February 5th, 2021. The book will be available March 2021, and you can begin ordering pre-sales right away. For more information, email me at proactivelifepbj@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website, liveproactively.com. More information will be coming soon. Thanks for hanging in there. We're back with Precious William. Precious, you just did that pitch before a commercial. Now, let me ask you a question. Based on your experience, what do you see? What are the three do's and don'ts in pitching?
Well, three do's. Let's go with three don'ts. Three don'ts. Don't be boring. Don't just be talking at the side of your neck. Just don't be doing it. Now, y'all know I'm from St. Louis, so we have a certain way of talking. Don't talk at the side of your neck. So don't be boring. Number two, don't put everything in your pitch. They don't need to know everything. Remember, it's an enticement. You want to entice them. You want to tantalize them. You want to dance on them. You want to dance on their brain. And number three, do not spend time focused on things that don't matter in your pitch. Just don't. What do I mean by that? I don't want you thinking about clothing and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's something you can worry about later. What I want you to do is truly focus on your pitch. Don't be boring. Don't focus on things that have nothing to do with your pitch, and don't throw everything in there. Here are your do's. Do bring that passion, that energy, and that intensity to your pitch. I don't care if you're a quiet storm or if you're big and gregarious like me. I want people to know that you want to be there and you delight in showcasing your company, your brand, your book, your product or service. Show them that you showing up and you ready. Number two, again, this goes back to something I said earlier. Be bold and unexpected. Don't do what everybody else is doing. You know, start off with a question, a startling statistic, a quote. Give them something that they haven't seen before. Some people, when they pitch, they sit down. You stand up. Do something unexpected. And number three, always have certain questions you know that are always going to be asked of you. Always have those answers ready. Always. Mm-hmm. So, like with Curvy Girls Lingerie, when people would say, oh, well, you know,
are you sure there's 40 million women or something like that? Or they would ask me questions about, have I been to certain lingerie stores, or, you know, what specifically makes us different? And I could talk about, well, we do red, high, sexy, and fresh lingerie, which you heard in my pitches. Most people think that women my size wore black, beige, and white, or moos and stuff like that. And what I really wanted to do was showcase that these women, not only do they matter, there's more of us than anyone else. And so when you deny that a big segment of the population even exists, you're missing out on so much, right? And see, do you see how visionary that was? Because today, no one would think like that. But 10 years ago, mm-hmm. that was what the thought is. And finally, to even go a step further, is to show where you're going to. Because even though we want to start with just curvy girls lingerie, you know, I wanted magazines and all sorts of things to really showcase that we were going all in. We weren't going to just do lingerie. We wanted to take this to the level of, it was a complete movement. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three things.
Now, Precious, when you mention the do's and is it depends on what I'm, as I'm hearing you, it depends on what your atmosphere, what the environment's like. Like somebody's
definitely, and that's why you should know and study your audience, right?
Right.
So
okay.
how I pitch at a pitch event is different from how I pitch to the media.
Mm-hmm.
How I pitch to the media is different from how I do an elevator pitch, how I would do an investor pitch. How I pitch when I am in an interview is different from how I do it when I'm, you know, pitching myself for speaking engagements. They're all different. So as much as you can, know who's going to be in the audience. Like, who's making it? Who's the decision maker? Who are you trying to impress?
Mm-hmm. Now, is there like a length for a time? Like, well, okay, let's go with the interview, networking. Like, you're just trying to get something. Is there a length of a time that you should? Because, of course, you want to prepare your pitch before you get to where you're going.
Of course, Queen.
So what would you say if you're going for, let's just say, for a one-on-one individual or a job or for something that you know you want to get, not business-wise, I'll also ask you the business question. How long would you say you should prepare your pitch to be?
So like if you're going into an interview, the way I would prepare for those pitches is like the question I was going to ask in an interview is, tell me about yourself. That's a pitch.
Yes.
So have mm-hmm. like, no more than 90 seconds to 2 minutes to pitch yourself in that time. This isn't the time to go into about your background, like your childhood. This is right. You want to focus on the things that make sure that they know that you understand the job description, and whatever you bring up is going to highlight how you can go above and beyond the job description, right? So spend 90 mm-hmm. seconds to 2 minutes, no more than that. And drop little things in there that forces them to ask you more questions about your background. When you're at a networking event, I would suggest, you know, having a 30-second, a 45-second, a 60-second, and maybe even a 90-second one, depending on where you are, right? Because sometimes at networking events, you get to stand up in front of everybody and say something. Or when you are, you know, virtually, you may get a chance to just speak. So have something on deck at all times. If you can have it memorized, great. If you can't, you just work with it until you can. But you always want to be at a point where no matter what happens, you can conversationally give your pitch. Remember, pitch is mm-hmm. not just... Excuse me. A pitch is not just standing up and just bellowing out words. It's making it conversational so that a prospect can see themselves working with you, even if they don't know they're a prospect yet.
Mm-hmm. And in reference to the business pitch, your example that you gave before commercial was great. And then that mm-hmm. could be a little longer because you have to showcase more information. As far as is that correct? Would that be correct to say, far as somebody that wants to pitch, an entrepreneur that wants to pitch their business to prospects, maybe government or, you know,
definitely. And don't forget too, Pam. People pitch in emails, in messages, on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Like you're pitching all the time. You just didn't know it yet. And now that you know that it's very strategic, that changes the game. Always being strategic and being cutting about how do you approach people. If you approach people the way everybody else does, you'll get treated like everybody else. So mm-hmm. Let's say I'm trying to get booked on a show. When I send out pitches, I always throw a question in the first, like, have you ever met a full-figured diva who's taken the business world by storm and won big? They're like, who, what? Yeah, because it started off with my name and you should book me. No, I ain't got to do all that. I'm going to make you think first, like, who the heck, what? That interrupted the pattern. And now I'm going to give you a little flavor for what I can do. And then I'm going to drop my Forbes article at the bottom so you know, listen, I'm certified. I'm not just someone begging for an opportunity. Get with me.
Right. I love it. I love it all. I love it. Now, you know, everybody's intrigued and listening. Now, you got some evidence that's out there that they can just sit down and listen. So let's talk about your books. Not only do you have one book, two books, but you got a third book coming out. So let's go down and, you know, give them what you have out there that they can go out and purchase if they want to learn more, even before speaking to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Pam. So just so you all know that I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. And that is a book that takes you behind the scenes of pitching in a way that you've never seen before. So whereas some books talk about a formula, in this particular book, I want you to see yourself psychologically. Like, what rules you? Are you ruled by numbers? Are you a creative? Are you mysterious? Are you powerful? What sort of things really, you know, get you going? And once you start to realize that there are seven branding personas, you'll see yourself in one of the seven. And then I have a follow-up workbook called Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. In that workbook, I will give you prompts, and you start writing pitches based on your own persona, so you don't sound like anybody else, and it's tailored specifically to you. So that's why I wrote my first two books, just to show people that pitching is more than what they ever thought it was, and how to weave pitching into every conversation you will ever have in life. My third book is coming out on April 13th. It's called Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. So once you have your pitches together, you've gotten success, you're feeling good about yourself, you've got clients, you've got a nice funnel going, I want to show you how to build and rebuild your network so that it's monetized now. Now your network is doing the heavy lifting and making sure that your funnel stays full, that you stay getting booked, busy, and paid, that you're being nominated for awards. And that happens. That only reason that happens is because your network knows you're pitching and knows how to pitch you to different places that they may find themselves in. So I show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to monetize your network, how to go into any environment and totally ignite your pitch so you can dominate your niche. And so, again, that book comes out on April 13th, 2021. You can get that in pre-sales right now on Amazon.com. Also, if you want a hand-signed copy, you can actually go to my website, too, and, you know, purchase. And when it comes out, I will personally put it in the mail myself, hand-signed and everything, and send it off to you. And finally, I have a free quiz assessment. It's called What's Your Next Pitch Power Play? And if you go to the website pitchingforprofit.com, you can actually take a 6-question quiz, short, and you'll get a free customized report that will help you in creating the perfect pitch for you so that you would slay all competition. And so those are great ways to work with me before actually working one-on-one with me. You know what I mean?
Now, Precious, let me go back real quick. Your first two books, tell them where they are available and how they can get those two books.
My first two books are Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. That is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Target.com, Walmart.com, and anywhere books are sold, as well as my second book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for the workbook. So remember, the two different books, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only, and also Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. They're both available at, what I said, Walmart.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and anywhere where books are sold.
Now, Precious, now people that hear and they want more of you, how can they get in contact you, follow you on social media, at websites? Can you share that with the listeners?
I sure can. On social media, you can reach me. I am on LinkedIn. I am Precious L. Williams, Killer Pitch Master. On Facebook, I'm at Perfect Pitch P. On Twitter, I'm at Perfect Pitch P. On Instagram, I am at Perfect Pitches P. And if you go to YouTube, you can check out some of my videos, and I'm under Perfect Pitches by Precious. And again, my website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. There you can see my services and my product offerings. You can see that I have digital products. You can see that I have one-on-one coaching and training programs. I do group programs. I do speaking engagements, corporate training. So you name it, I probably have it on my website as far as communication skills.
pitching, visibility, and showing you how to slay all competition.
All right, Precious. Thank you. I thank you for being a guest on the show. I've learned
so
much.
This is
awesome. Yes, I learned so much, and I'm sure my listeners learned a lot. And and you keep doing what you're doing out there. I mean, I really, really enjoy you. Your energy is just great. You know, you're going to keep climbing and climbing. I cannot wait to see you on the big screen one day doing your talk show.
Yes.
And so Precious, I'm going to bid farewell for right now, but of course we're going to be in contact. You know that.
You know how we do.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to tell my listeners, you remember, we're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. If you can't catch the show at 7 p.m., you can always listen to the replay. So if you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me in several ways. My website is liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook as Pamela Burkett Jones, business page Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting, Instagram at Live Proactively. Thank you for tuning in.